WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. We begin tonight with breaking news. Jeremy Cooper, the Colorado paramedic who injected Elijah McClain with a dose of the sedative ketamine before his death in 2019, has been sentenced to probation. Cooper could have gotten 3 years in prison. McClain was a 23-year-old black man who'd been stopped by police as he was walking down the street. President Biden was asked today by SiriusXM radio broadcaster Howard Stern if he'd debate former President Donald Trump.
I don't know if you're going to debate your opponent.
I am somewhere. I don't know when. I'm happy to debate him.
After leaving the courtroom when his criminal trial wrapped for the week, Trump said he'd debate the president anytime, anywhere.
I'm here. I'm ready, willing, and able. And if he wants, I'll do it on Monday night, Tuesday night, or Wednesday night.
CBS's Katrina Kaufman has been in the courtroom for the Trump trial all week.
They started this trial with the big picture. David Pecker is a crucial witness. He was intimately involved in the planning of this alleged catch and kill scheme. And he's also a very credible witness who's very fond of Donald Trump. He made that clear. He was asked if he harbored any resentment for him, and he said it was quite the opposite.
The Biden administration is again delaying a proposed ban on menthol-flavored cigarettes, says CBS's Michael Toscano.
Health organizations generally favor a ban, but the ACLU warns a ban on the minty cigarettes would, quote, disproportionately impact people of color and prioritize criminalization over health and harm reduction. Menthol cigarettes account for a third of the industry's overall market share in the U.S. and are heavily marketed to black communities.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. has determined that an Israeli military unit did commit gross human rights abuses against Palestinians. But he says the U.S. will not sanction the unit for now, says CBS's Olivia Gazis.
Blinken, of course, happened to have gotten an earful from Israeli officials who have said that a move like this would set a dangerous precedent in the decades-long security relationship between the U.S. and Israel. But on the other hand, of course, there's this mounting pressure on the administration to ensure that Israel is being held to the same standard on human rights as all the other countries in the world.
Pro-Palestinian demonstrations are growing on campuses nationwide, including at UCLA, where an encampment grew to dozens of tents today.
It's not peace, love, and understanding like in the 60s. You know, it's the opposite. It's we condone, you know, rape, torture, and mutilation. As one sign said, by any means necessary.
As pro-Palestinian protests have grown, however, so have pro-Israel protests. It was green all over Wall Street today. The Dow closed up almost one-half of 1%, NASDAQ up more than 2%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Officials from the Green Bay area are in Detroit for the NFL draft. The big event will be in Wisconsin next year, and the people putting it on are getting an idea of what it takes to pull it off. It's not just government and tourism officials, but also owners and managers of restaurants, bars, hotels, and security companies. Local leaders are deciding their next move after the Universities of Wisconsin announced plans to pull out of Richland Center. Critics say the UW is breaking a long-term lease.
Local leaders really did not have advance notice. This letter just showed up. And obviously it leads to a huge economic hole for the counties that own these facilities.
State Senator Kelda Royce, the UW system is shutting down 5 2-year branch campuses in all. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Packers draft a tackle. Hi, I'm Mike Clements with Sports. There were highly rated defensive backs, linebackers, and receivers on the board, but the Green Bay Packers used their first-round pick on an offensive tackle. They hope will become the next David Bakhtiari. It's Jordan Morgan, a left tackle out of Arizona, GM Brian Gutekunst.
For me, there's only so many big guys usually in each draft, and you realize that they're going to go early and they're going to go quick, and if you don't get one, you might be out of luck. So where we had him valued, this was a pretty easy decision for us.
Rounds 2 and 3 of the draft after tonight. NBA, the Bucks and the Pacers for Game 3 of their playoff series tonight, standing at one game apiece. Baseball, the Brewers open a weekend series at home tonight against the New York Yankees. Milwaukee coming off a 7-5 win in Pittsburgh. They split the series two games apiece. Pat Murphy credits the bullpen.
Nobody knows Kane Higgins, Uribe, or Piamps, or McGill, to be honest with you. I mean, these aren't household names. They've earned their way, and they're hungry, and they're consistent.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Few showers and storms tonight and breezy. Temps steady to slowly rising through the 50s. Lingering drops tomorrow morning, mostly cloudy, mid-60s for tomorrow afternoon. More rain around Sunday, only upper 50s. Rain chances linger into Monday morning and cool, low 60s. It's 55 right now.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the devil's advocates. More Trump trials in Manhattan. We'll find out who's on the prosecution's witness list. Tune in, Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home.
You're listening
for the
to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightline with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who's had a paper route for 25 years but never collected, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, where we talk about the movies and TV shows we love. And it's a Friday night. What better night to do that as we head into the weekend? We'll get some good conversation going about some great things to binge. Lots to do this weekend. I think true binging season will start when the NFL is over. That's what we do here. We talk movies and TV on Nightlight. So kick back and unwind. Pull the whole family around the radio like they did in the old days. You got a fire going? Pull the wife and kids into the room, or the husband and the kids, gather around and let's talk some TV and movies. Shall we? Why not? It's January. It's our last cold day, or is tomorrow? Conrad, is tomorrow supposed to be cold?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I think it's supposed to get into the teens this weekend, though. Maybe Sunday, upper teens.
Aren't we in the teens now?
Upper teens. Right now we're like 13 or something around there.
Oh, we're 13. Okay.
11, actually.
That's better than it was.
Yeah. I'll tell you. Like 1 degree yesterday.
That is the lovely and talented Conrad, ladies and gentlemen. He is taking your calls and texts. We've had some great texts all week. We've had a lot of good activity on the text line about what people are watching, the question of the day. So we'd love to hear from you throughout the show. You're welcome to text about anything. And the best way to reach us is 920-264-0606. Let us know what's on your mind. You can comment on the show. You can respond to the question of the day. We just love to hear from you, or call too. We're happy to take your phone calls. You can also text on the Civic Media app. There's a little button that says text. You just press it and fire away. And we will read them on the air. You'll have if it's a really long text, you'll have 15 minutes of fame. But, you know, a few seconds. And we'll give your phone number out. We'll give your area code out, I should say. Although, do you think if I let someone's phone number out, do you think anybody would just call it randomly? Probably some sickos that would, right? Hey, who is this? I like your text. What are you wearing? Creepy. Got a great show for you tonight. Some really, really fun guests. An old buddy of mine and a really, really talented actor, Lance Barber, will be here in about 20 minutes. He is one of the stars of Young Sheldon. He was in The Comeback with Lisa Kudrow. He's worked with Christopher Guest. He's just an immensely talented actor. He'll be here in just a little bit to talk about his career and what's going on. And then at the top of the hour, Rob Thomas from the Capital Times will be here. He's got a couple of really cool articles he's written on his Substack and in the Capital Times. I love reading his reviews. He's usually spot on. I'm not going to say I don't ever disagree with Rob, but he's a great writer. And then closing out the show with me will be another old pal, Kara. I can't talk. Conrad, take a memo. I need some lemon drops.
I don't have another.
Are you out of memos?
I don't have a pad anymore.
Oh, come on.
We're completely full of memos.
Isn't there like a Civic Media letterhead memo pad we can take? And just because I know the memos are building up.
We need a full box of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, take a memo. We need more memos. You know, every once in a while, every day, usually before I do the show, I check out whose birthday it is. Like what celebrities have birthdays? Because sometimes it can spark an idea or it can get you thinking. And there's two women today that have birthdays that are just like beyond icons. And I will say this right now. In my life, I've owned one Janis Joplin album. I've never owned a Dolly Parton album. But when Dolly Parton's songs come on, and we did this last night, it was like, what is your guilty pleasure when a song comes on? You don't think you should enjoy it, but you do. That's not what this is. Dolly Parton is great. And I love Dolly Parton's music. I've never owned it. I don't know why. I'm not a huge country fan, but I like some country. But when her stuff comes on, I don't turn it off. And yet I don't own anything of hers. Janis Joplin, I owned an actual record album, some vinyl years ago. And I have no idea what happened to it. But those are some big birthdays, some heavy hitters. Dolly Parton turns 78 today. Janis Joplin is no longer with us, but this is her birthday. Do you have a, let's play some Dolly Parton, Conrad. Let's, some nice background music. While we continue to open the show here. I mean, this is just, what a great song. Here you come again. Try not to be happy. It's an old love coming back into your life. We've all been there. I've walked back into people's lives. They usually run or say, oh no. It's a great song. She's one of those people too, Dolly Parton, like, she's 78 today. I probably would have guessed she was older because I remember her from when I was a kid. And sometimes these people are so famous and they're such bigger than life characters. You don't even like really appreciate them till they're gone. Like, I know there are people, you can fade it out now, Conrad. I know there are people that like, you know, are actual fans and go to concerts, but I get sad when someone dies and I'm like, wow, I didn't even know their work. So anyway, that's Dolly Parton. She's pretty cool. She's kind of, I almost made a bad comparison. You like Betty White, Conrad?
Yeah. Actress, some of the stuff she did, acting was great.
Actress and potty mouth.
Yes.
And she's great. And I almost compared Dolly Parton to her, but that wouldn't have been fair because Dolly Parton has been famous. I mean, they both, never mind. Don't pay attention to me. I'll be over here. And then this is another classic tune. It's Janis Joplin's birthday. As I mentioned, no longer with us. Let's play a little Janis. Can you go forward in that, Conrad? A little bit. Do we have fast-forwarding capability? I know we're out of memos, but...
If we don't...
Take a memo. We need a fast-forward option.
We do.
There we go. Here she goes. This is like such a great song. This is one of those songs you don't turn off anyway, whether you're a fan or not. Yeah, I love Janis Joplin. Why don't I own any Janis Joplin anymore? You know what's funny too? You can turn it down a little, Conrad. When John Prine passed away, I had a bunch of his stuff on my Apple iTunes, which no longer exists. It's all kind of... And my kid, when he died, I got very sad. I love John Prine, love his music, love his lyrics. He's just a cool dude. And my kids are like, I've never heard you talk about John Prine before, Dad. Specifically my daughter, who doesn't think I had a life before she was born. And I'm like, what? I used to listen to music that, frankly, the reason I don't have time to listen to music anymore is because I have kids. But I love John Prine, and I love Janis Joplin. It's also Edgar Allan Poe's birthday, just to bring a little eerie to this Friday night, where we are broadcasting from the City Deck Landing in downtown Green Bay at our WGBW studios, broadcasting statewide on this cold night. So, all right, I'm going to spring tonight's question. This is a creepy one. but I decided it was worth it. In the spirit of the movie Saltburn, which I'll talk about in a little bit with Rob Thomas, there's such a creepy scene. There's an old phrase that someone, if they really like someone, they say, I would drink their bath water. Well, if you see Saltburn, this question will make a lot more sense. And you might never, you'll never be able to unsee the scene either. But tonight's question, if you had to drink someone's bath water, whose would it be? If you had to drink someone's bath water, had to, you don't have a choice, whose would it be? 920-264-0606. Conrad is eagerly, a little too eagerly,
yeah,
waiting to hear whose bath water you will drink. You got to guess, Conrad, if you had to.
For you?
No, not for me. I'll pick my own bath water to drink. I mean, for you, like, if you had to drink somebody's bath water, someone said, Conrad, you're a big sports fan. You can never watch sports again unless you drink this person's bath water. Who would it be?
It would have to be Kate McKinnon.
Kate McKinnon.
Because I want to soak all the funny.
She's funny. She's very funny.
I want to get all those comedy juices.
I'm not feeling a bathwater vibe there with Kate McKinnon, but hey, if it rubs off, that's I got to pick my words very carefully on this topic, but I have to think about that one. It's probably unsettling for some people to hear that. It's like, wow, last night we just had to pick a song we felt guilty about. Now I got a picture drinking someone's bathwater. Maybe it's Dolly Parton. I mean, she seems cleanly. Cleanly? She seems clean. I'm gonna fester on that. I'm gonna noodle that and give my answer in a little bit. But that's tonight's question. If you had to drink someone's bathwater, whose would it be? As I mentioned, Lance Barber will be along shortly. We'll talk to Lance. He is one of the stars of the show Young Sheldon, which I believe, unless there's been new news, this will be the last season of Young Sheldon. So that's been a pretty good, it's been a pretty good run for Lance. We'll hear a couple clips from Young Sheldon in just a minute. And we have a Dumb and Dumber clip we didn't get to, Conrad. I am bound and determined. It was Jim Carrey's birthday on Wednesday, and we had all these Jim Carrey clips picked out that just make me smile all the time. So we'll play maybe one of those two in the next segment. But as I mentioned, Rob Thomas will be here at the top of the hour, and Kara Mulrooney, Milwaukee's own actress and producer, Kara Mulrooney. And Conrad, I think we should have a couple choices when it comes to the bathwater thing. I don't think we should settle on one person. I mean,
yeah,
you know, that maybe is the qualifier. We can have multiple guesses.
Sounds good.
We can sort of survey the scene and say, yeah, like if it was Kate McKinnon, you could say, oh, she's was in a lot of sketches. Those lights are bright. No, I'm not going to drink Kate McKinnon's bathwater tonight. all right. So that's the question to ponder. Let us know what you think. 920-264-0606. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. Whose bathwater would you drink? I'm just saying, if you had to. That's tonight's question. But as I mentioned earlier, you can always chime in. Let us know what you're watching. Let us know what you're doing on a cold Friday night. You should be binge watching TV and movies. Your mom always told you, get out, do something. No, sorry. I'm an inside guy to begin with. There's nothing for me out there. It's cold. I don't snowmobile. I don't snowshoe. I don't ice fish. I don't hunt. I don't fish. I'll take a walk. That's the kind of outdoorsy guy I am. I'm an inside guy, proud inside guy. So let me know what you're watching. TV and movies are fun. So as I mentioned, the other day was, you know what? Let's do this first, Conrad. Since our guest in a few minutes is Lance Barber. And you never know. I had the sense he was going to be joining us from like backstage. So for all I know, he's going to have like a call and he'll join us later or whatever. But you know these Hollywood types. But it'll be great to talk to Lance in a few minutes. So why don't we tease some Lance stuff? We have a clip from Young Sheldon. Lance Barber is, you know, from the moment I met him, I knew, not just me, everybody knows it about him. The guy is just like a talent. And he's got like this handsome, likable quality, and he's funny, and he's good at dramatic roles. And why don't we hear some of his work right now? You got something, Conrad?
Sure. Yeah. This is from Young Sheldon.
All right.
What do you want?
Grab your stuff. Your mama wants you home.
Yeah. Well, when she wants me to come home, she can call me.
Damn it, Veronica.
He's sticking up for his son's girlfriend.
What's going on?
I'm taking her home.
She's not going anywhere with you.
What'd you say?
Clint, stop.
You mind putting down my kid?
He's just playing around.
This is my mom's boyfriend, Clint.
Hello, Clint. What can we do for you?
I'm here to pick up Veronica. Come on.
You want to go with this man?
No, sir.
You heard her. Thanks for stopping by.
You really want to mess with me?
Sure. Why not?
What's going on out there?
You might want to call the police.
Why?
There's a bum sleeping on our front porch.
That's a fun role, too. You get to knock a guy out. You get to bully a bully. So that's pretty cool. I think we have another one, too. We have the one where they're at the dinner table.
Yeah.
I think saying what they're thankful for. And it starts with Young Sheldon. And for those of you that don't know, this is a spinoff from The Big Bang Theory, an immensely popular show. Young Sheldon was a spinoff, and Lance plays George Cooper, who is Young Sheldon's father. I probably should have explained that before the last clip, but they're at the dinner table saying what they're thankful for. Okay, go ahead.
Shelley? I'm sorry, Mom, but if I answer that question, I'd be violating my experimental protocol.
Okay, moving on. George?
Well, I'm thankful to share Thanksgiving dinner with my family, of course. I'm also thankful for this fine country we live in and all the opportunities it provides us, especially when those opportunities come once in a lifetime and require taking a small risk and believing in one another.
We're really going to do this now?
Hey, you started it with all that school system crap.
I only did that because you've been trying to twist the kids' heads around.
All right, who talked?
Who do you think?
Missy?
Yep.
Well, it doesn't matter because you obviously went to your mother and made her your stalking horse.
Of course she went to me. Move to Oklahoma. What's wrong with you?
Wait, we're moving to Oklahoma?
I thought Texans don't like Oklahoma.
You're damn right we don't.
What's wrong with Oklahoma?
I'll tell you later.
Okay, that's enough of this. Nobody's moving anywhere. Let's just have a nice, quiet dinner.
That's it? You're going to make the decision for me?
I'm making a decision for us.
All right, then.
Where are you going? George? George!
Ouch. George Cooper, played by Lance Barber, storms away from the table and slams the door. Just a really solid actor. He's great at comedy, great at drama. It'll be fun to talk to him. So as I mentioned the other day, on Wednesday, it was Jim Carrey's birthday. And we had all these clips picked out. We played, that was our question of the night. What is your favorite Jim Carrey movie? I want to say, thanks to Conrad's dad, Ace Ventura edged out my favorite, Dumb and Dumber. Ace Ventura is Conrad's favorite Jim Carrey movie. So, but we didn't get to a couple clips I thought that were really funny from Dumb and Dumber. So let's go with this classic one. This is the one where they pick up Mike Starr, who's a hitchhiker. Did we play this one?
Yeah, we did.
We did. Yeah. Right, forget that one. Okay. I mean, nah, we can't play it. All right, what's the other one we have? We also have the one where he...
when Lloyd is on the little dirt bike thing.
Oh, he's on the little mini bike. Yeah. And they went... Okay, so I'll just set this up. They went like 700 miles in the wrong direction or something because one of them fell asleep. And they got mad at each other. They had a fight. Jim Carrey traded a van for a mini bike, and he's coming back to pick up Harry. And then they almost go the wrong way again. I love it. Let's play that clip, Conrad. Great music, too.
Got room for one more if you still want to go to Aspen.
Where did you find that?
Some kid back in town. Traded the van for it, straight up.
Traded a van.
I can get 70 miles to the gallon on this hog.
You know, Lloyd, just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this. And totally redeem yourself.
Still want to go to Aspen?
Oh yeah. Okay, let's go, buddy.
Oh, no, west. Go west, boy. Yeah. They almost went the wrong way again. And great music. The Farrelly brothers always have like phenomenal music in their films. So, all right, tonight's question. That does it on the Dumb and Dumber clips. Conrad, are we tapped?
Yeah, okay. We're tapped. Right.
No more Jim Carrey clips till next year, till it's his birthday again. Tonight's question is, if you had to drink someone's bathwater, whose would it be? This is in the spirit of the movie Saltburn, which I will never unsee. If you had to drink someone's bathwater, had to, you have no choice. Whose would it be? Conrad says Kate McKinnon, which I found interesting. I'm still kind of noodling this. I need to do some Googling. Maybe I'll do that while we take a quick break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Lance Barber is next.
Choking on your alibis, but
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. A tornado has plowed through suburban Omaha, Nebraska, demolishing homes and businesses as the twister tore for miles along farmland and into subdivisions. Tornadoes have also been reported in Texas and Oklahoma. Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Bettis.
The tornado threat is going to be extensive from Texas all the way up into the Midwest, including around Des Moines. We've got a Torcon as high as a 5.
Columbia University students who inspired pro-Palestinian demonstrations across the country are involved in negotiations with the school's president, lead negotiator and student Mahmoud Khalil.
Since we returned to the table yesterday, we made a progress with the university. It's not a significant progress. At least we are discussing some real demands.
The paramedic who, during a police stop, injected Elijah McClain with ketamine before his death avoids prison. A Colorado judge has sentenced Jeremy Cooper to probation. He had faced up to 3 years in prison. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is getting more than $4.5 million from Washington to help save coastline habitats. One project in Iron County will help buy and manage more than 1,000 acres of Lake Superior coastline. The rest of the money will go toward restoring the upper part of the Valley Creek Corridor and reducing the risk of flooding. Donald Trump campaigns in Wisconsin next week, which suits Wisconsin Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler just fine.
The more they find out what Donald Trump is promising to do to Americans if he wins again, the more voters move towards Democrats.
Republican Chair Brian Schimming says President Biden visits Wisconsin so often because he's in trouble here. The two spoke at a WisPolitics luncheon Thursday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you're making weekend plans and are in Northeast Wisconsin or don't mind a short road trip, check out An Evening with John McGivern Friday night, April 26th at the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center. The host of Main Streets on PBS and former host of Around the Corner tells funny stories about his life growing up in Milwaukee in a big Irish Catholic family and his prolific show business career. Tickets can be purchased at TicketStarOnline.com. Quick fashion tip, if you appear on a podcast, don't go commando, especially if you're wearing baggy shorts. Travis Kelce and comedian Andrew Santino recently discussed Kelce's appearance on Santino's podcast a few years ago, where Kelce was literally hanging out. Santino and his editor decided not to reshoot, but just put a big Kansas City Chiefs logo over Kelce's ballular area. That's a medical term. Look it up. Kelce laughed as he recalled the incident, saying he had no idea at the time. Yeah, sure. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few showers and storms tonight and breezy. Temps steady to slowly rising through the 50s. Lingering drops tomorrow morning, mostly cloudy, mid-60s for tomorrow afternoon. More rain around Sunday, only upper 50s. Rain chances linger into Monday morning and cool, low 60s. It's 55 right now.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
What are you talking about? That was December off. Basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely
you were
not. Absolutely
you would
not.
Just yeah. start I'm freaking out. Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
In Wisconsin, parents pay one-third of their income on child care. Think about what we need our income for. Shelter, food, clothing, gas bill, electric bill. And we're talking about one child. This is a crisis. Young families are saddled with what is almost impossible to deal with.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Monday morning, join me as I stroll through memory lane and take in the sounds of the Motor City. It's Motown Mondays.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Whose bathwater would you drink if you had to? If you had to. From the 920. This, I don't know what to make of this. The girl from The Walking Dead. There's like 1,800 girls from The Walking Dead, but I appreciate you chiming in. Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba, and I'm very excited to introduce my next guest, who is an old friend. It is my pleasure to welcome actor and one of the stars of Young Sheldon, Lance Barber. Hey, Lance.
Hi, Pete Schwabba.
How are you?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Good.
Well, nice to be here. Nice to see. And by the way, yeah. I think there's no question. It was a very obvious and quick answer to me. Whose bathwater would I drink?
Lay it on me, Stretch.
Pete Schwabba.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
I said Eric Price. I'm sorry. I should have said Lance. You're much cleaner than Eric. Much more handsome.
Thank you.
So it's great to have you. It's great to have you. How are things?
Things are good. How about you? I'm a lucky man in many ways.
Yeah.
And it's not lost on me. How about you?
Same. No complaints. Love doing this radio show. I get to talk about all the crazy stuff that I've done in my adult life that has amounted to fun material for a radio show like this. So I'm really digging it. And, writing and doing my thing, buddy. But let's talk about you.
Let's talk about me.
Let's talk about
us and our readers. Let me take these readers off. There's an option to, you know, to make yourself, yeah. I don't know what it is. Is it to improve your looks as a function of the video here?
Are you telling me I'm not seeing the real Lance right now?
This isn't me. No.
You look just how I remember you.
Don't I? No, that's all CG.
Wow. That must be nice. Love to get in on that.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, we've known each other quite a while. You have not only, and I had a feeling this would happen because you're crazy talented, but you got a part in a sitcom, but not just as a series regular. Did you ever think you'd have a part where you had so much to do as a character, like comedy, drama? You got this great accent, you know, talk a little bit about how cool that role has been of George Cooper.
It's like a dream come true kind of role for multitudes of reasons, you know, and that's, one of them is the fun of any of us guys growing up watching TV, wanting to do. I mean, it's a sitcom dad that, just like you said, has. I get to do all the fun actor stuff. I get to play comedy and even a little broad comedy, and then ground it with the show's so good at, like, you know, writing beautiful heartfelt moments and to play all of that stuff as well inside of that format is like so much fun. And then to do I'm a character actor, so I have three accents. I do, that's what that means. I have three dialects. This is, and one of them was this one from my, it was like in the wheelhouse already from me mimicking one side of my family who had a drawl from the South, you know.
And, oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
My dad's side of the family was from Missouri, and many of the people down there have a drawl that I didn't have, you know, up in the North. Ours was a different dialect. And, but as an actor, you're around, you know, you're a mimic. And so I was always doing that. I would slide into it. I'd get made fun of by my wife when I go see those people, you know, when I see that family and I'm within a day, I'm doing it as well. And she's like, you don't talk like that. I said, I can't help it. It's just, I'm empathetic. And this is like a yawn. I just can't help but make everyone comfortable and myself by mimicking them.
That's
but
funny.
I get to do that. Yeah, it's totally, it's been a dream come true, kind of a fun character actor job. And the money ain't bad neither.
Hey, man, you made it 7 years, dude. That's pretty
incredible. No, it was a life-changing job. There's no doubt.
So I bet you were happy when, and I was doing the math on this, because I know that all the stuff I've read online about your character and what happens to your character that they alluded to on Big Bang Theory. I was like, man, I bet Lance got that script and said, all right, how old is this kid? Am I going to get 5 years out of this?
I was doing the math from day one. That's for sure.
So is this really the last season, or is it?
It is, but I was also like, yeah, I knew that history, and then knew going into the job, anybody auditioning for it knew that history, and it even was apparent on the page, or it said so, that he has a... Anyway, it was, you're emotionally prepared for this from the beginning. You knew that day was coming, and I got to ride the full ride for it, so.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And I'm well, I'll wait and see what happens with the season, but I'm sure your dramatic work in the upcoming season will be amazing, too.
Oh, it's going to be devastating. It's going to tear your heart out of your chest.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
You haven't seen the material yet.
So far, I'm just still making the George faces. I've been making them. But I'm sure there'll be some very tender moments.
So
now they got some good stuff. They're going to end it right. You know, that it's been successful. The writers are great, and they're going to do something beautiful. I anticipate and expect that they will with the end of the show.
It's unbelievable. And, I mean, that you, especially the spinoff, it was such a popular show that it spun off from. That had to be a great feeling.
Yeah, one of the most successful shows in TV history. I mean, you know, one of the bigger sitcoms ever. And to be a part of that legacy, any piece of it is pretty neat. And then to carry one of our own as well is pretty cool.
Do you call anyone on the set of Young Sheldon balls?
I save that for you specifically.
All right, I'm just going to give some background for people listening. It was day one on the set of a movie I made called The Godfather of Green Bay. Lance played, we were kind of sidekicks in the movie. And I walked into, I don't even know where it was, on the set or whatever. And everyone's like, hey, and Lance goes, hey, balls. You just started calling me testicles from day one. It's like, I guess a term of endearment or just a really derogatory.
It was.
And that has morphed into Schwab nuts, bar balls. Like, we've had a lot of fun. We've had a lot of fun with that.
It's never ended. Yeah,
Lauren Holly even got into that. She started calling herself Balls 3. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. Not talking about beach balls here, but.
We shared a connection in our fascination with testicles.
Yeah. Well, they're fascinating objects. All right, so pivoting, we have a behind the scenes clip. I know I said I wanted to play for you. So
yeah, I'm so excited. I had no idea.
I'm sure you didn't even know this existed. My buddy Mike Siegel, who played a character. He played Big Jake Norquist's driver, and the character was aptly named Driver. I must have been having a slow night when I was at my computer. But Mike did a really cool thing. He took his camera. He filmed Lance talking, our buddy Steve Seagren, Eric Price, Tony Goldman, all these fun people. And this is what Lance had to say about me. Go ahead, Conrad.
He's obviously a novice, but I see he's got a bright future. Not in directing, mind you, but a bright future in something, I'm sure.
Not in directing. And then to top it off, you like put a button on it, like you took a drink of your soda, this really pompous drink of your soda. Very, very funny.
Such a jerk.
So
those are good bits, Schwab.
Those are good bits. Do you remember? Okay, I'll tell you one more story from The Godfather Green Bay I loved. We were in Vegas. We had that little Geo. If you haven't seen The Godfather of Green Bay, you should. But there's this little Geo car, and Lance and I are driving from, our characters are driving from Los Angeles to Wisconsin to get on The Tonight Show, because the booker of The Talent Show, The Tonight Show, is going to be at a roadside bar in Wisconsin where they do comedy. So we're shooting in Vegas, and we get pulled over because we didn't have a permit. And the Vegas cop, we're right on the strip, and the Vegas cop leans in and goes, you guys got a permit? First of all, like Brian Edding is there and the whole crew, they come to the actors to ask if we have a permit. I said, oh, I'm sorry, we don't. He's like, you need a permit. And I go, well, officer, please, we got to get this scene because I got to get him back. I think I said, I had to get you back because you had a part on Yes, Dear that night. And he's like got the flashlight in the car. He just looks at it. He takes a long pause. And he goes, yeah, I like that show. And he let us go. He let us film the scene.
That's some power. That's some Hollywood power.
It was brutal. I totally used your star to get us out of that. So
yeah, my stardom of two lines on Yes, Dear.
So what you work, Wallace Shawn, my guest, by the way, is Lance Barber, the amazingly talented Lance Barber, who is on one of the stars of Young Sheldon and many other shows as well and movies. What is it like working with Wallace Shawn? How cool is that? Is he a good guy?
I mean, that's one of the, you know, I mean, like I said, just chock full of like, you know, show business perks like that, of getting to work with so many people who are interesting and and fun and those you respect, right? And so Wally Shawn, of course, everybody, we all love Wally Shawn. He is the Wally Shawniest Wally Shawn I've ever met. He's everything you'd expect him to be. He is a bowl of pudding. He is a sweet, sweet bowl of pudding of a man. And, joy to work with. He has a process and a history, getting to talk to him a little bit personally and professionally, that is fascinating. And they're like somebody that we watched for so many years and enjoyed for so many years, and like, to get in and want to work with him, and then just to shoot the breeze with him is pretty neat. Craig T. Nelson as well. Annie Potts, people who have done some pretty cool
wanted
stuff.
To ask you about her too. I love Annie Potts. How is it working with
me
her
as well? She's a spitfire. She's wonderful. She's a joy to work with, and somebody that we watched when we were younger and loved. I did.
Yeah. Designing Women. She was just a smart aleck. And
phenomenal.
Very funny.
And yes. And Pretty in Pink. Just so memorable.
Oh, yeah. I noticed also, one of my favorite actors ever is Jason Alexander. And he's been on your show. Did you have scenes with him?
I didn't get to have scenes. And I didn't the first time. I remember it being very disappointing. I think I came to work for a day that I wasn't working just so I could be with him. And then I came and watched his whole day. Like, one of the first things he did was like directing a school play, and at the end he had to fill in because Sheldon left and he was playing Annie, and he had on the Annie dress, and he and with a couple of takes where he's singing the finale of the show tomorrow, he's singing the Annie, and he's really just selling it, and it was just what a neat thing to get to watch. He was hysterical.
I gotta look for that. He was one of the people I was hoping you would work with, because I was next to him at a Starbucks once, and the guy behind me, because this is that Seinfeld had just gone off the air, but he's still Jason Alexander. He's George, and the barista says, "Name, please." And he says, "Jason." "What?" "Jason." "Sir, what is your name?" I'm like, I almost interject him. Like, "Are you serious? Just put the guy from Seinfeld on his cup, will you?"
But under a rock. Yeah,
exactly.
He actually directed us. I mean, it was one of his earlier, don't know if it was first, but an early directing venture for him. And that was fun too. I got to be directed by Jason Alexander, and that was great.
This, I have a few more questions for you. This,
he was Mel Pete Schwabba. I'm going to tell you that when it comes to directors.
You're just saying that because you want to drink my bathwater, balls. have you seen Saltburn, by the way?
Why is everybody asking me this? I haven't. My 15-year-old comes home from school. He's like, "Dad, we should watch Saltburn." And I said, "No." Apparently, the kids are watching scenes of it. Is it filthy?
Okay. Well, it's shocking and unsettling and shook me to my core. My son, Joe, who you might remember, is 23. He's 23, and he's headed out your way soon. So, but my daughter, Kate, who's 18, said, and she's the earthiest kid in the world, "Dad, see the bathtub scene yet?" I'm like, "No, we're 30 minutes into it, Kate. What?" And now I'm panicking because I know how she is. You just got to see it. And that's where tonight's question comes from. But I want to ask you about Robert Belushi. Does that name mean anything? The last name certainly does, I'm sure.
Well, certainly. Robert Belushi.
He was in a film you did called Fool's Paradise, directed by Charlie Day.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that doesn't mean you had scenes with him, but I used to coach him as a kid. Okay. And he's Jim Belushi's kid. That's why I thought, it'd be funny if Lance worked with him.
Is he his son?
Is he what?
He's Belushi's son?
He's Jim Belushi's son, yeah. And I remember him as being a really nice kid, but I don't know.
Yeah. No, I didn't get to work with him.
Okay.
But,
So... Take him off.
I'm sure he's lovely, and I hope to work with him.
Take him off the bathwater list. That's what I'm hearing. All right. I'm talking with Lance Barber. I've got a really fun song I need to play for Lance. That's coming up next. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Waking up in Vegas. Why are these lights so bright? Did we get hitched last night? Dressed up like Elvis. Why am I? Yeah.
listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We've been running away from something we both know.
Welcome back.
We've long run out of
ladies and gentlemen, to Nightlight. Live in the moment, folks. That's my message tonight. Because it is truly a privilege to have a moment to live in. So I hope everybody's having a great night. We're back with actor from Young Sheldon, Lance Barber, playing one of his favorite and my favorite artists. I think that helped us bond when we met years ago. I don't know if you remember that, Lance. You were playing that song on a guitar on the set and singing it. And I think I tried to chime in and ruin the whole thing. But it was excellent. And the room cleared out when I started singing. But no, you were phenomenal. Do you still play music?
Yeah, I still play for my kids and for fun, a little bit. Not much, though. I'm rusty. But old Croce, it's funny. But yes, we did connect. I love that you played that. And I love that tune. His son, AJ Croce, is doing a tour. Croce playing Croce. And I just found out about it and got tickets. It's coming to L.A. in the fall of next year.
No way.
He's going to do his dad's tunes. I've heard him before. He's terrific. And 50th anniversary, I think, of his father's. Maybe birthday or passing.
I know they had that coffee place in San Diego, Croce's Coffee.
They did it, and they had Croce's restaurant. His wife did for a long time. I visited it. It was cool. They had like Jim's like handwritten notebook pages of songs that too on the wall and frames. And
yeah,
stuff. It was cool. But I don't think that exists anymore.
Oh, really? Oh, that's too bad. Yeah, there's nights I'd go on like a Croce jag and just like lose myself on YouTube. And some whiskey for and all of a sudden it's like 5:30 in the morning. It's like, what the hell? So for people, what we do on the show, Lance, is we talk about movies and TV. We give people suggestions. Yeah. We find out what other people are watching. You were on a great show called The Comeback. For people that haven't seen it, it's something they should find. How was that? Tell us about that experience.
Yeah, do yourself a favor, folks, and watch that. I'd like to watch it again because it's been so long it's been on. It was at a time and place and like history, right? I wonder how it ages. But I mean I've heard from other people that it still holds up, but it was like at the beginning of the reality TV thing, right? And it was lampooning that world, and it was kind of early in that world. And but I think it did it so well. That was a show that I'm still so proud of. I still get approached about because I was such a fan of it. We're lucky to like be in things that I genuinely love. We don't always, and we don't always get that luxury of like, but that that among others was something that was in my sensibilities of like comedy, and I was so excited to do it. It was also on the heels of things like the British Office and that early on in that move for that that uncomfortable stuff, which The Comeback did really well. Kudrow did that really well, and to be a part of that like that tone was so great.
It's like my favorite type of comedy.
Very little that was memorable. It was kind of a small, quiet role, really. Certainly in that first season, but it allowed me to do things that were memorable as a villain.
Yeah, you have really good roles, dude. On just a lot of your credits, because I'll mention your name time to time over the years, and people go, "Oh, he's the guy from The Comeback," or "Oh, he's the guy from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia," or "He's the guy." I'm like, wow, that's so cool that they're remembering Lance, or that, you have this, like, even if you weren't a series regular, and I knew you were on The Comeback, but I just think that's really cool that they remember you. You know what I mean?
It's cool. I got like three things I get. Those are the things I get approached about. I've got the three as a character actor. I've got three characters that are memorable enough that I get approached about all three of them still, you know?
Yeah.
And that is, yeah, it's super cool. It makes me feel great. And the, you know, that was the ideal. That, you know, my favorite is, which is really only happened a couple times, but when people say my name.
Yeah.
That, and that maybe came with this, like, are you Lance Barber, the actor? Not are you that guy, but they actually knew my name. You're that guy from that show that we liked, right?
That thing, yeah.
I only recognize your face, but then some people knew my name. I'm like, oh, that feels like I'm on top of the world. I'm on another echelon.
Yeah.
They actually knew what my name was, right?
Yeah, it's so, very, very genuine. That's so cool. So what, I know, you know, you don't always get to look ahead, but do you have something else lined up already? Or I'm sure you're reading scripts all the time. Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah, every night I got to get off this old radio show here and get to reading my scripts. I got nothing lined up. I've got the luck of like not having to worry about for the first time ever what's coming next.
Yeah.
You know, financially, I don't have to worry about what's next. So I can enjoy, like, when we're done with work, I'm leaning into family time, you know.
Yeah.
Strike let me have that last year. I got all of my kids' summer vacation with them.
Wow.
And that was super cool. And I'm going to be able to do that again this year. And my wife and I are going to take the kids to a trip in June after they get out of school for my wife's 50th. And, you know, I'm going to celebrate a little bit and not worry about work for a minute. But I'll be restless and interested in working again before too long. But right now I feel like the super luxury of not having to really worry about it and enjoy my family.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I'm talking with Battle Creek's own Lance Barber, one of the stars of Young Sheldon.
I'm from Serial City.
That's the right. Serial City. That was my question. Do you get back there much? Or
I do. My sister's still there. I still have family in the area and friends in the area.
Yeah.
Not as much family as I used to, but I do. I'm back there every year. I got a couple very good friends there, you know, that I see. And I just did a play there over the. I worked at the Summerstock Theater.
Oh, wow, cool!
There when I was a kid, I'd go to the Summerstock Theater. That was one of the things that I got bit by the theater bug. And it was a Summerstock that was been around since it's been around like 75 years now, and it was in a small burg outside of Battle Creek where I grew up called Augusta, Michigan. The Barn Theater. It was an old dairy barn turned into theater, but it was an equity house, and you could go and get your equity card by working as an apprentice there, right? And putting in your time on stage and doing the cabaret and mowing lawns and selling tickets and building sets, all that stuff, right? And so I did that when I was 19, one of my best friends, and I worked at that Summerstock Theater and did, you know, musicals.
That's so cool. Wow, what a great...
So I went back, yeah, I just went back in August and did a show. I did Clue.
Oh, very nice.
One of my best friends, and I was Colonel Mustard, and it was a blast.
I see you more of as a plum, Professor Plum, but whatever, yeah. You know, you can do it all. Hey man, I wish we had more time. This is so much fun. We need to pal around more is what we need. We need to go antiquing. Let's antique.
Okay.
You got a minivan, right?
I do.
All right.
Let's do it.
Done and done. Hey, I appreciate your time, buddy. Thanks so much, Lance. It was great catching up and continued success. We'll be watching Young Sheldon. Good luck. Thanks so much. All right, that's Lance Barber from Young Sheldon. What a fun catch-up that was, and what an amazingly talented guy. This is Pete Schwabe. You are listening to Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
In the morning, and we've been hiding from something that should have never gone this far. But after all, it's what we've done that makes us what we are. And you've been talking in silence, but if it's silence you adore, but if it's one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning, but if it's one less set of footsteps on your...
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the Madison Mallards' Kyle Chisholm joins us to talk all things baseball. Three headlines in a lie. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together.
Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.